Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Outsourcing safety training. Today's economic realities have necessitated a great deal of outsourcing. Organizations are clinging to their core competencies and value potential and hiring out peripheral tasks. In safety, more and more of the training function is being outsourced. This can be a good approach to some types of safety training, but is definitely not for others. Definite yes. Skills training by technical experts is almost always more effective. If the organization cannot justify keeping such an expert on board full-time, outsourcing makes good sense and is often quite effective. Definite no. Training that establishes official management style or organizational philosophy. If you want your supervisors to coach safety or your leaders to stay on message about organizational mission and vision for safety, outsourced trainers are definitely not the way. Specific skills such as coaching or communication can be taught by outsiders, but the deep-rooted organizational specific style training is best done by an insider with recognized ties to the organization and specific information to answer questions on strategy and tactics. Maybe with qualifications. Training that is required for regulatory compliance can often be outsourced effectively. The one nuance is that much of this type of training is very generic and may not be easily or directly applied by workers to their specific tasks. Training that is too theoretical may lose its effectiveness if the link between the theory and workplace reality is not clear. Outsourcing the right training and keeping the right training in-house can be a key to success and safety.
Sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, which includes our latest published articles, videos, blog, upcoming events, and the popular What's Wrong With This Picture game at proactsafety.com/subscribe.